This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. A dream deferred for a century will finally come true on Friday. That's when the Green Mountain Club will cut the ribbon on the Winooski Valley Long Trail footbridge. And building a new crossing over the Winooski River in Bolton has been something the club has wanted to do now for over 100 years. Green Mountain Club Executive Director Mike DeBonis joins us now on the line from Montpelier to tell us more. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
As I understand it, back in 1913, the legislature then approved $500 for this project. And before we scoff at that figure, I imagine it was quite a big sum in 1913. Why didn't the project get built back then?
Well, there was a variety of reasons. I think at that time that was a large amount of money, but subsequent trail rerouting and other difficulties prevented the building of the bridge. And at that time, the trail was still pretty new. And the club was still new. They had started in 1910. They had this vision for the bridge, but just weren't able to pull it together at that time.
But even over the next 100 years, it never came to fruition, and there must have been a variety of reasons for that.
You know, if you look at the Winooski River Valley, it's a tough place to build a trail. You have, obviously, the river, the Winooski River. You have a railroad track. You have two highways, an interstate highway, town road. So there's a tremendous amount of infrastructure stuck in a very small valley, and finding a place to put a trail, let alone to permanently protect it and cross the river, has proved to be exceedingly difficult.
So when did the most recent effort for the bridge project start?
It was really about 20 years ago when the trail used to come off Robbins Mountain to the south. And once the trail was moved off of Robbins Mountain, really the club at that time said, we need to find a permanent location for this trail. And right now, there's about 3+ miles of road walking, and the idea was to move the trail back into the mountains. That's really the intent of the Long Trail, is to be a high-elevation mountain trail. And so really about 20 years ago, the process started of trying to identify the land, protect it, and figure out a route for the trail.
And some land acquisition was involved here, so it's really not just a bridge. And as you've mentioned, the route has been moved. What did that process entail? I mean, how difficult was that to do?
Well, it was a long process and really led by a wonderful, amazing group of volunteers and staff that literally scouted miles and miles of trail to find the right property, work with the landowners, work with our partner, the state of Vermont, and others to find the funds to either buy or conserve the properties, find an easement for the trail. And that was a multi-decade process. And then once that was done, we had to figure out how to build a bridge, and then folks had to get out there and cut the trail. So it really has been a multifaceted effort.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it probably cost more than $500 this time around to build the bridge.
Oh, boy, I wish it was just $500. I really, really do. Yeah, bridges are really expensive nowadays. It was about $1.5 million for the bridge, which is a 224-foot clear span steel cabled suspension bridge.
That's amazing. 224 feet and $1.5 million. Where did the money come from? How did it get raised?
Well, the amazing thing about the Green Mountain Club is the level of support. We had over 1,400 individual donors, private donors that contributed funds to this project. You add that to funding from the state of Vermont and other partners, and it was really this collaborative team effort that made it happen over many years. And the bridge itself was $1.5 million, but the total project was about $2.5 million when you add in the trail building, the permitting, and the land protection costs.
Mike, if you had to put your finger on it, why would you say that this bridge is so important for hikers and folks who use the trail?
If you think about the Long Trail, 270-plus miles, crossing the high peaks of the state, running the center of the state from the Canadian border to Massachusetts, really, this area in the Winooski Valley was the missing link of the Long Trail, connecting Camel's Hump to Mount Mansfield, and finally being able to permanently protect a corridor and have a safe crossing of the Winooski River is really a vision, a dream that took us 100 years and will hopefully enable us to have the trail available for everyone to enjoy for the next 100 years.
How much are you looking forward to that ribbon cutting on Friday?
Very much so. It's been a long time coming.
Mike DeBonis is the executive director of the Green Mountain Club. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.